Okay, we have to Simon Tofresh Nun Tes. Say the Kriyas HaTorah B'Sukkos with regards to the lining on Sukkos, and that will lead us to Simon Tofresh Samach as well, Mitzvah Hashem, which is about the Hakofas. All you want to know about the Hakofas shall be covered tonight in Mitzvah Hashem. Okay. So, Moetzin Shnei Sforim Sif Aleph tells us in Simon Tofresh Nun Tes, we take two Sifrei Torah out. Be'echot Kori, in the first Sifrei Torah, we line Shor Oy Kesev. Beparshas Emor, we line a bit of Emor. Uvesheni, in the second Sefer Torah, Koyre Maftir, Karbonos, Musafin, Vachamish Asri, Yom Lechodesh Hashvi, Umaftir, Bezecharia, and the after is from Zecharia, Hine Yoim Bo. Now, in Sifkot Nalav Mishneh Berurah says, Ken Biyom Rishon, Lechem Biyom Sheni, Vichin Kiyas Maftir. There's a fascinating O on the side over here, which tells us a very interesting insight. Why is it that we read the Karbonos on Yom Tov? On the Sukkos. Why is that we line the Karbonos? Why is that we line? Why is that we read that? Pardon? Is that why we line it? So he brings on the side of it. If you look at number two, he brings a fascinating Beis Yosef, based on the Gemara in Tainis. Sha'omar v'tam adova, I'm reading number two. The reason why we line the Karbonos of the day, Bira Beis Yosef, he's quoting a Beis Yosef in Simon Tofresh in Tov Peches Bishilchas Pesach. Based on the Gemara, Shama Kadosh Baruch Hu LeAvram, that Hashem said to Avram Avinu, Shabizman, the times Shein Beis Hamikdash Kaim, the times that there is no Beis Hamikdash, you Yisrael Koyrim Beseder Karbonos. The Yidden should read from the. They should line the Karbonos. Umale ani aleihem, and I will consider it for them. Kilu ikrivum, as if they were makriv, as if they sacrificed. They brought the Karbonos lefonai before me. Umoichel anin lohem al kol avinu isem. And I'm moichel. Hashem says I'm moichel. The avinu is. So we're seeing a fascinating Beis Yosef that if we haven't got the means of bringing. Of sacrificing a korban physically, then the best we can do, says the Beis Yosef in the name of the Rebbeinu Shem, said to Avraham Avinu, if you read about the korbanos as if you have sacrificed it physically, and that's why we line it. That's why we line it during the Kriyas HaTorah on Yom Tov. Very interesting, Beis Yosef. Right. Simatov Reish Samach. Say the heck of a bima, the halachas with regards to going around the bima. Noagin, says the Mechaber in Sif Aleph. The custom is la'alois, Sefer Torah la bima. The custom is that you bring Sifrei Torah on the bima. Ve'lehakifo pam achas b'chol yoim. And we surround it, we circle around it, b'chol yoim, every day. That's the general custom, that we go around the bima once every day. Vashvi on the seventh day, makif in oisa, what we call Shana Rabba, makif in oisa sheva pa'amim, we go around seven times, zeichal mikdash, as a remembrance of the mikdash, zeichal mikdash. Umoitzim shiva sifrei Torah la bima b'yom ha'shvi'i, and on the seventh day we take seven sifrei Torah out. And there are places that we take all the sifat, not just seven sifat Torah out, we take all the sifat, if there's a shul that got more than seven sifat Torah, we take them all out of the oren, and we put them all on the bima. That's what the custom is according to the Ramah. That is the accepted custom. Because he used to go around the Mizbeach. The Akof is the Tzadim, they go to the right direction. Over Shabbos, ein makifin. On Shabbos, we don't do hakofes. Ve'en mitzin sefer Torah la bima, and consequently, we don't put sefer Torah on the bima. Right. Okay. Few questions just before we go into the Mishneh Berurah. When is the right time really to go and do the hakofes? What is the right time? When do you do hakofes in Yushu? After? Is it after Halal? Is it after Musaf? When is it? Forgot? Okay, that's a good sign. Yeah. After Musaf is the real time?
After Musaf.
Yeah, yeah. After Musaf? Yeah. Some do. Right. Is there any? Right. What is it? What is it based on? Either of them. So some do after Halal. Some do after Musaf. Oh, very interesting. Because you've got Dalet Minim in your hands anyway, so it would make sense to do that. Do that coffers. Pardon? Cholamot. Hakoffers. After Halel. Uh-huh. Yeah, is that... How do we do over here? After Musaf. Okay, what is it based on? Okay, we'll discuss that. Also, another question. Why do we go around the bima? Why do we have to go around the bima? On the oin, why we put it? Very good. Beza Mikdash. Mizbech. Very good. Let's see if Kotna Aleph and Mishneh Bura. Sefer Torah la Bima vela Kifa. Shehi nisheres lono b'mokem Mizbech. So the reason why we go around, that's a crucial point. The reason why we go around by the Hakafas, we go around the Bima, the reason is because the Bima represents the Mizbech. And like in the Beza Mikdash, used to go around the Mizbech, so we go around the Bima nowadays. That's where it's coming from. Shein yisharis lona b'mokem ha-mizbeach, k'disa b'gemore. Sheish v'kodosh boch ala Avraham Avinu, kodosh boch said to Avraham Avinu, as we said the same gemore in Megillah, shekol zman sheyukorin bonecho lefonai b'seide ha-kobonus, as long as you're reading the seide ha-kobonus, ma'le an yalem ke'ilim ha-kribin lefonai, it's as if your mom is bringing a korban. Now with regard to the two minhagim, the two minhagim is as follows. The reason why... So the custom where it comes from to say halal and straight after halal to say the hakofas, where that is coming from, that is because, as you mentioned very correctly, that you're holding the dalet minim anyway. So it would be inappropriate to put down the dalet minim, to put it down dalet minim, and after it's daven musaf, and after it's get back to dalet minim, that according to some was inappropriate. And therefore, many felt that it's better to straight after halal start to the hakofas. Whilst you're still holding the dalet minim. Additionally as well, what's the hakofas, which mitzvah is it connected to? Which mitzvah is it connected to? Hakofas is connected to which mitzvah? Obviously, mitzvah of dalet minim. So since you started with the mitzvah of dalet minim by making the bracha by halal, so we're continuing that mitzvah, and therefore we're going to sit hakofas straight after halal. That's where that custom comes from. What about... the custom of saying after, the minig of saying after Musaf, where does that come from? Very good, very good. Karbonus, that's right. And additionally as well, that it's really, if you think about the obligation, the level of obligation, is, where would you put it, the hakofas? With regards to level, severity of obligation, how important is it? Less than Musaf, very good. So therefore it makes sense to... That's right, makes sense. So the people who have the minik, the customs of the minik, to do the hakofas at the very end is because Shachris, Halal, Kesef Torah, Musaf, they're all more important than the hakofas. So we keep the hakofas for the very end because it's of least lesser importance. No, it's not really mentioned, Toddy, as a reason. Good point. Why do you think that Toddy is not mentioned? How would you say, one second. So Toddy would tell you what? Yeah, so Tanya would tell you to do it at the end as opposed to Musaf, I suppose. Yeah, the truth is that it would make sense to say that as well. Yeah, I didn't actually see it anywhere, but it would make sense. Yeah. Yeah.
Have we got a proof for the Kabbalah? Because why does the Mishnah whoever bring this Gemara about Kabbalah?
Yeah, he just the reason why the Mishnah Berurah brings it over here is just to explain why we go around the Mizbeach. Exactly why we go around the Bima, because this is instead of a that's right. Yeah. Okay. What about somebody who doesn't have a set of Dalet Minim? You ever encounter that? What's the halacha with regards to somebody who doesn't have a set of dalet minim? Takes a sefer Torah. Good. And what happens if everybody has got a set of dalet minim? Have you ever encountered such a situation? Everybody's got a set. What happens to the sefer Torah then? Is that the right thing to do? What is the right thing to do? So you see that is Sifrei Torah which are not being held. Are you? Do you have? Should you rather put down your dalet minim and to grab a Sifrei Torah?
Of course.
Yeah, is that better? Okay, but what happens then is that you're not going around. You're not doing the going around. Ah, you're saying you should take turns. Good, very good. Okay, very good. Save base, yeah. Right, can you do that? Does that work? Yeah, can you catch up? Zoom around. Oh, good question. Is there a mitzvah on individual? The question asked is there a mitzvah on the community or is it in, or on the person himself? You're referring to the holding of the...
If you don't have the person around, does that make a slightly difference?
Going around with the aluminium?
Right.
Right.
So not that the gathers are
around. Yeah.
You're a bit starved to them.
Very good. Okay. So the answer to your question is, it's not evident from the Shulchan Aruch over here, but yes, there is an obligation, an individual, of an individual as well. Very good. Save based. We'll get to that right now. And now you'll see what it is. Noyagin lehakif af mishein lulav. The Shulchan Aruch says that even people who don't have a lulav, they still go around. Have you ever seen that? People without dalet minim will go around? Yeah, in Sfardim?
That's what they've done 20 years ago.
Yeah, people... Yeah, is that true? Yeah, is that in all the... was that...
The guy of Mutzai Pass shoot.
Yeah.
Until 20 years ago, they got only one set.
One set, until 20 years ago.
Very hard to come by.
I don't know. 20, it could be. Yeah, it was definitely much more expensive than it is nowadays. So, definitely. Yeah, 20 years sounds a bit. Maybe. Yeah. Okay. Noyagin lehakif af mishen lulav. Shulchan Aruch says everybody goes around. If you don't have a dalet minim, that could apply for children as well. If children don't have their own set, so according to Shulchan Aruch, even if you don't have dalet minim, you go around. However, Yesh Oimrim, the Rama says, some say, Shemi she'ein lo lulav, somebody who doesn't have a lulav, einoi makif, he will not go around. If you don't have dalet minim, if you haven't got a lulav, you don't go around. V'chein noyagim, and that is the minig. Says the Mishneh Berurah Sif Katan Zayin, Eino makif, uviyoyim ha-shvi'i, im ein lulav ba'ir, yakifu ba'arova. What an interesting Mishneh Berurah. In the name of Achronim, that if there was no lulav in town, on the 7th, on the Shana Rabba, people would go around with arovas. Imagine that, people... on a Shana Rabba. Yeah, good. Good. Yeah, good. Very nice. Yeah. Sif Kotn Ches says, yeah. Now, with regards to what's the right procedure if there's no Avelim and the Sifrei Torah are not really being seen to, as we mentioned earlier, everybody's got a dalet minim, what's the right procedure then? It's not so clear. It sounds like a person should still go around. It sounds like the ideal way of doing things is that people, you shouldn't be mevatel, you should go around. Because everybody's got an obligation of going around. You should go around. And if possible, you should, the gabbai should see to quickly, as you said, to try to go around and still somebody should hold the Sefer Torah. As you mentioned in other shul that's happening, that you should, it's not right. A person doesn't have to give up altogether the going around. So a person should go around as well. He should try to go around, but if should go around and maybe the one person goes around quickly and in the meantime somebody else holds a Sefer Torah and then they swap halfway around or something, but he should still try. It seems to me that it's still right to try to go around while somebody else holds a Sefer Torah. Does that make sense? You know, it's going to be a bit hard. It's going to be a bit hard. Yeah, but it's going to be a bit hard. Now, an interesting point that the poskim address is the following. When it comes to making the bracha, how do we hold the Dalet Minim? How do we hold them? When? When you're making the bracha? Or after the bracha? When you're fulfilling the mitzvah? Good. Good. You've turned it around, and now how do you hold it? Yeah, very good. With, the point being, with two hands. You hold it with two hands. Are you yoitzer the mitzvah by holding it with one hand? Is it a problem? It's a problem. It's a problem. To fulfill the mitzvah, right, when we were all makbid, when we're making the bracha, after making the bracha, when we actually shake, we're all makbid to hold it with two hands. Lulav and Hadassim and Arov is on one hand, and the Essling on the other hand. Right? We're all doing it. Right? Is that right? Yeah, we're all fulfilling it. Right. What about during Hallel? Are you also going to be makbid to no? Right, but right, besides extra, yeah, you're right, for turning pages. But otherwise, are you generally going to be makbid to hold it in a way which is halachically correct, i.e. with both hands? You are going to be makbid, right? During Hallel, which is part of the fulfilling of the Hallel, is the continuation of the mitzvah. Again, you're going to continue the hold, the Dalet Minim, in the halachically correct manner, which is by holding it in both hands, as the Shulchan Aruch describes elsewhere. Now, what about when it comes to the Nanuim? During Hallel, you're going to hold it with two hands. So what about the Hakafas? How do many people hold it? Right, now you've got, right. There's a technical or a practical problem over here because we're holding the Machza, which if you've got the absolutely outstanding art school Machza, which is really, really outstanding, it's unbelievable masterpiece. But if you're holding it that, you're struggling in with two hands, you're struggling. And never mind, you've got the Lulav, the Esrek, the Machza, and you're trying to turn pages and going around and trying to not to trip into the person in front of you. Meanwhile, the person behind you has got the Lulav in your neck. And then you're trying to turn around, and then you're so it's quite a challenge. So you there's a bit of a problem over here that you're trying to the first point we have to do, that we need to establish is, do you really need to hold it in that way or not? Do you really need to hold it in that way or not? Do you need to hold it in that way, or can you really hold the Dalet Minim in one hand and the Machza with the other hand? It's a bit more elegant. Yeah. Okay. So you're taking the position. We have to remember that Hakafas is only a minig, so therefore it's not the highest level of obligation. Consequently, if you don't hold it the perfect way, it doesn't really matter. Yeah, everybody agrees to that. What do you think? Yeah, is that correct? Yes, that's true as well. It's not a minig is a weak word. It's more stronger than that. Yeah. Right. It is. should be doing it properly. Right. You're saying you should learn, yeah. The Hakov is also something which is very interesting, though, Shani. Very, very interesting. Very interesting tefillis. Right, you can normally catch. If you listen carefully, you can probably just repeat. Right, so I want to tell you what Reb Shlomo Zalman says. Reb Shlomo Zalman was very opinionated that one should definitely and clearly hold the Dalet Minim the same way, and then you hold it during the bracha. You have to hold, you have to be makbid on that. Reb Shlomo Zalman said, that why not? And it's based on the Mishnah elsewhere, actually, and the Bikur Yaakov also points it out. That one should. So the Emma says there's a very simple Eitzah, that if you get the Hoshanas, the printed editions that are very small, you normally find to just. It's normally not such a big deal. If you just think about it in advance, you can normally. You can get away with it. It's not such a big deal. So the point being that the Chayim say that yes, once you try to be Makbid, it could be that you're not. That it's as if you're not halachically, from the halachic point of view, a bit exaggerated. But what it means is that if you're not holding it the right way, it's not considered holding. Imagine somebody, just for argument, just to get the picture a bit clearer. Imagine you hold the esek the wrong way around, I'm exaggerating, but I'm just trying to make a point. You hold the Essig, oh, imagine you're holding the Essig and the Lulav, the other, and you go to the Akofas that way. It'd also be a very low level of fulfillment of Akofas. The Akofas is part, as you're saying, it's part of the Tefillah, it's part of the, oh, it's a Takana, and you want to do it the right way. And therefore, the Emma says that Shlomo Zalman points out, yes, one should hold it also with two hands and make your hands somehow or another make it available, that you should, try to get the tefillahs, the shanas in a different way. I've seen once, I don't know if you've ever seen it, I've seen it once, I think, or twice. Clip-ons. Have you ever seen that? Yeah? I've seen, do you know what I mean? It's clip-on. It's very interesting. There's a bit of a shaila, but somebody once pointed out to me a shaila, but yeah, I don't think it's a shaila, but I think the thought is a beautiful thought. You know, you clip it, it's very elegant. You know, it's very elegant. You clip, can you describe it? Right, that's the bit of that's what people want to that's what people question. Is it Baltosif?
Maybe you should clip it onto the talus of the person in.
Oh yeah, that's good. Yeah, that's good. That's a good one. That's right. It is interesting. I must say, talking about pictures of Gedolim, if you look around at pictures of Gedolim during the Akofas, you'll see that some actually were not Makbit. It's interesting. I can think of one picture very specifically. It's clearly during he's saying the Hoshanas, and he's not holding it with two hands. He's holding some sort of machzah, and the other one is holding. And it's interesting to notice that some gedolim were not makbit. I'm just quoting. It seems that I'm just quoting Shlomo Zalman because Yankim. What it sounds like from Mishnah Berurah elsewhere, but it sounds like you're right. It seemed to be gedolim were not makbit. Yeah, it's quite heavy. I find it heavy. It's possible. Yeah, you must have developed skills in. Yeah, if you can do it, well done. I find it a bit heavy. Yeah, yeah.
You can, but no, then it's going to be one hand.
Yeah. Only when you. Yeah, you can. You could if you can do it. That's excellent.